Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and jimsblog.biz. But if you go to my free newsletter, which you can do right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Okay. One of the things that I want, it's just going to be you and me this next couple of segments. And I wanted to talk about what's going on right now. As you've heard me say before many times, this thing that we're in right now, some people call it a recession, and technically I think it is. But the reason I don't like to use that term is because it's not this what we're going through is not the same for everybody. Some companies are doing okay. I don't know anybody who's doing great, but I guess maybe there are some out there who are just doing great. But basically, these are unsettling times. And I, frankly, I don't see. I obviously I don't have a crystal ball, but the thing that I'm concerned about. That I'm the most concerned about is the credit situation. That's what's different about this. See, there actually are a lot of things about the economy that are in pretty good shape compared to where they were in other downturns. Inflation is not bad right now. Inflation is actually almost non-existent. Interest rates are low. Yes, there's unemployment has gone up, but let me tell you something, folks. There are a lot of people who still have jobs. A lot of people still have their homes. I mean, there are the ability to communicate globally with as individuals, as corporations, as governments. The attitude about trade around the world, these are all good things. There are no major conflicts going on. Obviously, we got cleaning up in Iraq, and we got the challenges in Afghanistan, but those aren't major military conflicts in terms of the kind that disrupts markets. And so there are a lot of good things going on right now in the economy, but in the United States, and I guess maybe around the world too, but I'm only thinking now of the United States, the credit situation is a real problem. And I don't know when that's going to get fixed. And it'll probably get fixed in 2009. I don't know if that's going to happen in the first half or even in the second half. I think it probably will by the end of next year, if no later than that probably. But my reason for saying all that is, as you know, I'm a Pollyanna. I mean, I'm a pathological optimist. I'm always looking at the glass half full. But I have to report the truth. I have to report what's actually happening. And right now what's actually happening is we got a challenging economy. And so, as you've heard me say before, attitude is you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you say to yourself, I'm going to win by surviving. That's my goal for you right now. I'm going to win by surviving. Now, if you can do more than that, great. If you're saying to me, "Hey, Blasingame, I can do better than surviving. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to have an increase in 2008 and 2009." Well, good for you. That's great. But that's what that means. You're going to survive. You're winning by surviving. And so, how you define what I just said is not for me to say. That's your call. You know, argue with me. It's fine with me if you're insulted by what I just said. It's fine with me if you think, you know, you think I'm crazy because you don't understand what I'm talking about. That's fine, ladies and gentlemen. The main thing is, I don't want you to agree with. I would rather you not agree with me, as long as you survive. That's the main thing I want, is I want, and when we're standing here a year from now, and you and I we're having this conversation a year from now, I want you to be looking forward to a really exciting 2010. Now, let's not wish our lives away. Let's not, you know, let's not lose 2009. I don't want to wish that we were already there, because we can't wish our lives away. And if you get to, when you get to be my age, you really don't want to do that. So let's make the most out of, you know, we're wrapping up 2008. That cake is cooked. There's nothing we can do about that, but recognize what happened and learn from it. But 2009, we're just now putting in the oven. And so let's make sure that we get ready to bake that cake, that we put the right ingredients in it. And those are the fundamentals. The fundamentals, ladies and gentlemen, are what will help you win by surviving. And one of the things you've heard me say before is this part about the leading edge. Now, I told you back in the earlier part of this year that I recommended that you not get out on the leading edge too much of things. And you probably thought, well, you know, that's not very entrepreneurial, Blessing Game. What's the matter with you? I thought you were an entrepreneur. I thought you were a risk taker. I thought you had courage, Blessing Game. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Discretion is the better part of valor. You've heard other people say that. I'm not the first to say that, but I use it all the time. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, discretion is the better part of valor. And so this is a year, 2008 was a year to be discreet, to be judicious in the way you behave, to not push the envelope too much, to not get out on the leading edge. Because remember what I've told you about what's near the leading edge. Just on the other side of the leading edge, it's almost always difficult to differentiate from the leading edge and this other thing that's just a little bit beyond the leading edge, and that's called the bleeding edge. The leading edge is exciting, and it can be filled with great rewards. But if you go too far, if you overshoot, if you make a mistake, if things happen that you didn't foresee, you can wind up on the bleeding edge. And the bleeding edge is basically some level of failure, some level of failure. And so that's the reason why I think for this last year that the leading edge was a dangerous place to be. Because with cash being so precious, you can't afford the bleeding edge. 2009 is going to be a lot like that, especially the first half of 2009. It's going to be a lot like that. And so I'm asking you to just kind of focus on the fundamentals. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to tick off some of those fundamentals for you to pay attention to. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And we're talking about things that we can do to make sure that we accomplish what I call the small business attitude, to assume the small business attitude so that we accomplish this. We want to win by surviving. And if you can do better than that, good for you. If you can blow right on by that and thrive during this current situation, then good for you. I'm proud of you. But basically, I think it's appropriate because of the challenges that we have right now, because of a lot of the things that are going on right now that are unprecedented. Many of them are unprecedented. Many of the things that are happening right now, unprecedented since the Great Depression. Not to compare this to the Great Depression, because I don't think we can. It's not even close to that. But there are things that have not happened since then that are happening now. And so I think that's dramatic enough. It's gotten my attention, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we got to be pragmatic. We got to be pragmatic in our approach to these things. And a whole lot of pragmatism in small business is focusing on the fundamentals. And I'm not going to talk about them a lot right now. I'm going to talk about them more in the after the first of the year. I'll do my series once a week or so. I'll do something on the fundamentals. I'll do the fundamental series, which I do just about every year, at least once a week. But here are the fundamentals that I want to talk about. You've got to focus on your financial statements. Those are fundamental, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be operating with your operating statement, which is also the P&L, the profit and loss statement. You got to have that. You need a balance sheet so you can see where you are with your assets, with your debt, with your receivables, your inventory, your cash. You got to have a cash flow statement, and I recommend that you keep your own cash flow statement, that you manage, that you can let other people do your accounting, you let other people do all of your report creation and all that sort of thing. But I want you to even if you have to, somebody else has to help you create it, I want you to manage your own cash flow projections, and which is what I do. And when you can learn how to do that, folks, I promise you, your ability to manage your business will go up several notches. So financial statements are important. Budgeting. Nobody likes to budget, right? Yuck. I hate budgets. Everybody hates budgets. But guess what? It's important, because these are things that you've taken the time to establish as the benchmark for our expenses. And once you state that, once you write that down, once you stick that stick in the ground, then now you know where that, when you go beyond that, when if you ever bust one of those budgets, you can see what the consequences are, and you can decide, okay, why did I do that? What happened here? Let's make sure we don't do that again. You can see where some of your leakage is. Budgeting, staying true to budgeting, folks, helps you find the leaks in your ship. And so budgeting is important. If you don't know how, find somebody who can help you. Cash management. Ladies and gentlemen, I blogged recently about what I call the Small Business Survival Song. And the lyrics to the Small Business Survival Song are, profit is the queen of business, but cash is king. And I talked about the fact that I wanted you to have this song playing in your head over and over. You know that obnoxious song that you hear that you hate, but you hear it on the radio or somebody's whistling it or something, and all of a sudden you can't get it out of your head and it drives you mad all day long? Well, I want you to get this, the Cash is King song, in your head. Because I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, for the next, and I don't have to tell you probably, because you already know right now, we're in the middle of cash is king. For small business owners, truthfully, cash is always king. You never really can get away from that. But especially right now, survival for you, small business owners, even those of you who are doing okay, survival through 2009 is going to require you to be devoted to this, to the term cash is king. And if you don't understand that, if you don't believe me, you will pay the price. Because I'm telling you, of all the things you can argue with me about, of all the things you can take me to task on, of all the things you can say, Blasting Game, you're not an expert on this, you don't know this, whatever you, however you want to think about whatever I say, there's one thing that is irrefutable, one thing that you cannot take me to task on, and you'll never, ever, ever be right when you argue with me, or when you disagree, or when you disregard the concept that cash is king. More important than profits, and you've got to keep the cash flowing in your business. Which brings me to inventory. And inventory is a form of cash, right? Because you paid for it. It's in your building. But it's cash you can't use until you convert it into a sale and somebody pays you for it. You collect that cash. So be sure that you aren't squandering your cash on inventory that's not turning. And so later on, next year, when we get into this series, I'll be talking more about that. Let me take off a few of these others. I won't have time to talk about them today, but vendors and suppliers, build a better relationship with those guys. Your systems, how are you going about the business? How are you delivering? How are you organizing your business? Take a look at those things. Make sure that they're not inefficient. Customers. Love them up. The ones who will help you make a living, who will help you be profitable, love them up. The ones who are not helping you be profitable, you got to fire them. And on, you got to add value. Focus on your products and services. And of course, don't forget your customers. And your employees, the most important asset you have. And be sure to take your banker to lunch this week. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Norm Brodsky right after these messages. And he makes it fast. One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.